It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we welcome on the Trocar College Live Line, Steve Tybor from 8 Days of Hope, which you've heard Steve many times on this station talking about heading to the disaster zone, helping out people who need it the most. And Steve, we thank you for coming on with us this morning. Of course, in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, we thought about 8 Days of Hope and what you might be up to, what you might be planning. And then over the weekend, kind of getting an idea of the scope of damage. When we first talked with you last week, we were thinking, okay, Florida, helping out with this flooding, that's where you'd be headed. But now this damage is so extensive. What are you looking at this morning?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me this morning. You know, we've been doing this now. This is our 20th year that we've helped out families in the aftermath of disasters. And probably the thing that I would say about this hurricane, and the thing that I'll remember years from now, is the depthness of this hurricane. So usually when a storm of this size hits the coast, probably within the first, 150, 200 miles, you know, you have some serious challenges. We immediately deployed our mass feeding unit to Perry, Florida. We were there a year ago. It was the same path as Hurricane Idalia. And we start making thousands and thousands and thousands of meals, handing them out to people and families who had no power, always serving the food to local churches. But then, of course, as more knowledge came to us and we saw the depthness of the storm, yesterday we very quickly decided to deploy to a second area of the country. And today our leaders are setting up camp in Valdosta, Georgia. And so to be in two different states because of the storm is a little bit unique. I think we've done that one other time. But as this morning starts, we are now looking at a third place, Asheville, North Carolina, as well. So the need is great. The damage is very widespread. You have flooding damage. Of course, you have the extensive wind damage. But we're talking about tens of thousands of families needing assistance.
Wow. Three places, though. That is incredible. What about your resources? That's really got to be tapped. What can Western New York do for you?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. We've been blessed. You know, over the years, we have had some amazing partners and donors. And so we have about $6.5 million of equipment, from feeding trailers, shower trailers, of course, trucks to take trees off people's roofs, bobcats, bucket trucks. Interesting enough is when you have the flooding that you've seen in North Carolina and Georgia, laundromats. So someone's home floods and their washer and dryer, of course, is damaged and needs to be replaced. But all the laundromats, they as well flooded. And so we have two laundry trailers that are going to be deployed to two different cities to give people the dignity of just having clean clothes. So if people want to get involved, they go to our website, 8daysofhope.com. They can volunteer. It's free. We provide food and lodging. You just have to get there. You do need to be 16 years of age, so there is an age requirement on this arm of the ministry. But again, we will be in Florida for at least another 2-3 days. We plan to be in Georgia for over 2 weeks, and then we'll see where we land in North Carolina.
Some of the damage, I mean, it really varies between heavy water damage to what you would see with winds and destruction from that. I guess, how do you take and assess this when you're going to locations where you might be dealing with very different things? It's not like it's all flooding and everybody knows what to do and getting rid of the water and helping get rid of mold and things like that. But you have flooding and then you have some other things. How do you manage all that at once?
each family that we serve, we have a leader. We have 271 volunteer leaders all across the country and 60,000 volunteers in our database. And so many of them have been trained on how to do and exactly how to do it, how to do the project. And so it is very important when you have this much flooding and so many homes that brought water into their house because the roof got damaged or a tree fell in their house, it's very important that in the next 3 to 7 days we find a way to remove everything that got wet inside their house. And that is more than just going in and we call it gutting or mucking out a house. So we have muck out kits. So a team of 10 go to a house, they find out where the water line is, they go, they pop a line a foot on top of it and start taking out the drywall, the flooring, the furniture, cabinets. But that can be very, very disheartening for the families we serve. So we always tell the volunteers, you know, be careful. Some of these things were keepsakes given down from a family member, and some things, you know, have a special meaning. So don't rush just to get the job done. Make sure that you're aware of the emotional needs of the families we're serving as well. So we'll be tarping roofs, doing chainsaw work, mucking out homes. Of course, we're continuing to feed families in Florida. I think today we're expecting to do another 2,000 to 4,000 meals, and we're going to be there as long as needed.
The meals, the showers, the laundry, I mean, you're getting to people when they're really at the lowest point in their lives, right?
This is such a basic need. I mean, we have now helped 10,600 families rebuild their homes after disasters, about $85, $90 million of work. And usually that's about 6 to 12 months after the disaster came through. So to your point, the most basic need one has when they go through something like this is they need shelter. They need food. They need water. And again, if you could just love on these families and just listen to their heartbroken stories. And again, a disaster like this, I mean, the loss of life, the numbers are staggering. And I still think that number is going to go up as some of these roads are opened up in some of the areas like North Carolina. So, you know, our volunteers are sensitive to that. And we're just glad that we can be there in their time of deepest need.
We're talking about a region where a lot of people might be from Western New York. A lot of Western New Yorkers have family there. And I'm wondering for you, how often, you know, in your 20 years of doing this, have you helped people from Western New York in different parts of the country?
All the time. It is amazing. You know, we'll be serving and they'll hear, you know, that I was born and raised in Buffalo, that some of our leaders are based out of Buffalo. You know, you'll get a Go Bills or you'll get a, you know, a Beef on Weck or Chicken Wing story. You know, it's amazing. We've done so much work in Florida, in the Carolinas, Texas, and, you know, the love and the passion for Western New York from people who lived here at one point and moved elsewhere. They're always very proud to talk about their roots. And, you know, and I think I've shared this in the past, you know, we have 271 volunteer leaders. They pay their own way. They've been trained. They know how to use heavy equipment. 45 of them live in Western New York. I mean, it's between Western New York and an area in Ohio. Those are the two biggest areas of the country that our volunteer leaders are based out of. And we're so thankful for those who served with us over the last 19 years.
Well, you're doing such great work. One more time, give the website out for anyone who might be thinking about donating time or even some money for you.
Yeah, that would be great. Please go to 8daysofhope.com. You have to spell the number 8, 8daysofhope.com. You can volunteer there. You can learn more about who we are and what we do. We're talking about just two of the four arms of the ministry. You can also donate online at 8daysofhope.com. So thank you so much for getting the word out and continue to pray for the families we're serving. I tell you, the need is huge, and we're going to do our best, you know, one day at a time.
Steve, thank you. Steve Tybor joining us live here on WBEN.
It's been
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.